Good morning. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Controversy erupted over the weekend ever since a New York City doctor who returned from West Africa was diagnosed with Ebola. He was brought to Bellevue Hospital's Ebola Treatment Center. The controversy has its root in panic, politics, and in extreme caution. New York and New Jersey's governors issued a 21-day quarantine for anyone who worked with Ebola patients in West African nations. It was confusing, though. How will this affect volunteering healthcare workers who want to fight the Ebola epidemic in West Africa and then return home? And how will it affect those who are already there and then are returning to the U.S.? How will the quarantine be put in place? Well, so far, New Jersey officials put a returning MSF nurse, that's a Médecins Sans Frontières nurse, Doctors Without Borders nurse, Casey Hickox, who treated Ebola patients in Sierra Leone under quarantine on Saturday. She faced poor planning, disrespect, and a lack of proper support. Nurse Hickox retaliated. She described the circumstances of her quarantine and blasted the policy in a widely shared editorial. Then she retained the veteran human rights lawyer Norman Siegel to challenge the quarantine order and to get her out of isolation. Mayor Bill de Blasio came to her defense at a news conference on Sunday afternoon.
We've watched, so many of us, the events unfold in New Jersey. Anyone who has heard Nurse Hickox explain her situation in her proud, passionate, intelligent voice knows that what happened to her was inappropriate. Each government has to make decisions. We understand that. Federal government has made a series of decisions. The state governments have a right to make decisions. But the problem here is this hero coming back from the front, having done the right thing, was treated with disrespect, was treated with a sense that she had done something wrong when she hadn't, was not given a clear direction. The people who are doing this noble work, and we must show them respect and consideration at all times.
By Sunday night, another news conference was called, this time with Governor Cuomo. He clarified the mandatory quarantine policy. A healthcare professional who returns from West Africa and who treated infected people or citizens returning who had exposure to people infected with Ebola will be asked to stay in their homes for 21 days. They will be checked on twice a day by healthcare workers. They'll receive full pay and are not to be discriminated against, says Governor Andrew Cuomo.
I understand that some people may believe the 21-day home quarantine is a burden. I would ask for their cooperation and understanding. And remember what we're trying to balance. We're trying to balance aid to West Africa and protection and the public health of New Yorkers and addressing the fear and concern of New Yorkers.
And the mayor made a point of praising healthcare professionals and specifically nurses who treat Ebola patients.
Medical personnel fighting this fight, particularly our nurses, deserve our respect. We heard reports in the last few days of nurses being mistreated in our city. When it became clear that they worked at Bellevue, being treated differently. We heard reports of people being unwilling to serve them food or treating their children differently. That is absolutely unacceptable. That is absolutely unacceptable. We are in a crisis where we all have to hang together, and we have to first respect our first responders. I did not see people disrespecting soldiers in wartime or police or fire in the middle of a crisis that they respond to. I will not accept anyone disrespecting our nurses or our other medical personnel.
On Sunday, de Blasio and his wife visited the isolation unit at Bellevue. This is where Dr. Spencer, the returning Médecins Sans Frontières New York City doctor who recently returned from Guinea and has Ebola, is being treated. De Blasio spoke with nurses and other healthcare workers on the isolated floor. He sang their praises, saying they are calm, cool, collected, purposeful. Meanwhile, Dr. Spencer on Sunday showed some improvement. Dr. Raju of the Health and Hospitals Corporation said Spencer looked better than the day before, that he tolerated plasma treatment. He rested well, but the condition remains serious. The mayor emphasized that the challenge is that flu symptoms are similar to the onset of Ebola, so each New Yorker should get a flu shot to help medical professionals focus on the matter at hand. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams summed up the situation as he does so well.
We have a responsibility to make the demystification of this disease part of our everyday conversation. As New Yorkers, we love our drama on Broadway, not in the hallway of our medical facilities. We have professionals who are doing the job on the ground. We need to show the entire globe how to move forward with fighting this crisis. The way goes New York, goes America. The way goes America, goes the globe. And so the tone we set today is going to cascade throughout the entire planet. Winners want the ball when the game is on the line, and Bellevue is the team we want on the field to ensure that we can score success for the entire globe.
Governor Cuomo said the mandatory isolation will make the situation easier to monitor. Being at home, they'll be in contact with fewer people than being throughout the city, as was the case with Dr. Spencer. I'm Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.